This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour on the Thursday, March 29th DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here. Kara Schillen is here. We're going to celebrate baseball later on in the hour. Jennifer, Victoria, by the way, is not here with us because she's working with her mother, who hopefully will get through whatever medical questions and problems she has and learn about something. When you go through an experience like that, the trauma that goes with it for the person experiencing whatever her medical issue is, and then her mother, I guess, fainted yesterday. And so what happened, Victoria did what any good child would do. I'm going down to take care of my mother. So just, you know, a lot of things can happen that would create that. I don't know her mother, but I like her, even though I don't know her. There's something.
I know. Fancy Nancy.
Yeah, Fancy Nancy. All right, so let's run down some items here, Jennifer, shall we? Let's see what's in the news, what's trending, what's hot, and then I'll tell you what's not.
And you'll tell me what's not?
Yeah,
you'll tell me
what's hot, and I'll tell you what's not.
Okay, well, obviously the top trending story right now, today, on social media and everywhere else, is that it is opening day. I know we're going to spend some time with that later on, but this is the big story. And what makes this year very historic is that every team will start their season today. Typically, it happens over a couple of day period where all the major league ballparks open up at the different times, maybe staggered all around 3 days. But opening day is here. For the Dodgers, you know, I live in Los Angeles. Doug, I know you're here during the winter. There was a big story, and actually even got some national attention. Drudge was reporting it yesterday. The very last game of the Freeway Series, the last game of spring training between the Dodgers and the Angels, happens first in Angel Stadium, then they take the freeway over to Dodger Stadium for the next day. Well, during the game, there was a huge stench that broke out, and then some of the players noticed that the field was getting a little swampy.
Really?
And then it was revealed that there was a sewage pipe that broke on the field. They actually ended up canceling or ending the game early. The Dodgers won over the Angels 5-4, but since it was a preseason game, they ended it, I think, in the fifth or sixth inning. And so now the struggle is on as to what to do for opening day today. They've been trying to clean up the field yesterday. So hopefully for Dodger fans, it won't be a stinky experience when they face the Giants. They might maybe just want to give the Giants a feeling of home.
Uh-huh.
With that smell. Also going on today, President Trump is talking infrastructure. He's taking his message to Ohio as he reveals his plan to launch infrastructure upgrades around the country. This is going to be his proposal for a sweeping overhaul of the U.S. public works, and it appears to be stalled out in Congress, so he's trying to pick up some traction. The president will be in Richfield, Ohio today to promote his rebuilding blueprint at a site for the International Union of Operating Engineers. That's a trade union representing heavy equipment operators, and so that'll happen today. I'm sure then the president will probably jet off to Florida for the Easter holidays. Mm-hmm. And then finally, a story out of Los Angeles that is getting a lot of attention and has some implications, I think, for everyone across the country. There's a couple who are selling a home in Los Angeles on your side of the hill on the west side, Dougie.
Yes.
Who say as part of the background check process, they will not sell their home to a supporter of President Trump. Now, this has gotten a lot of attention because the question is, can they even do that? Is that some sort of bias? Are they allowed to do it because it's their property? They can sell to whoever they want?
Sell to whoever they want to.
Or is it an issue of bias? And so that's the argument that's been happening on social media, on our local news media, and even getting some national attention to today.
Well, of course, it's up to you because it's your home. But is that a smart way? Is that a solution to a problem, or are you creating a problem by doing that? I would think you'd probably be creating.
I'd be a hypocrite to say that. I'd be a hypocrite to say that this is wrong. I think it's stupid. It's the same way I feel about businesses. I think businesses, we always have the debate about the baker doesn't want to bake a wedding cake for a gay couple or whatever.
Yeah,
well,
right.
I support their right to do that because I don't want someone coming in and telling me how to run my business or tell me who I have to do business with. But at the same time, is it the best way to sell your house or do business? Probably not.
Pretty silly. All right, it's 11 after the hour. A couple of items from what Paul Harvey used to call his segment on Shop Talk, which was about the radio business. Today I would be remiss if not paying a bit of attention to Don Imus, who's been on the radio for 50 years. Today will be his last broadcast. He's 77 years old. Actually, as of Monday, a number of stations, I think 13, last time I checked, 13, 14 stations who were carrying Imus will start carrying this program. He grew up in New York in the 70s, and many people grew up in New York listening to Imus and Stern on WNBC. He was actually in Cleveland for a number of years, acerbic. The only time we ever had any conversation, he and I, was in a circumstance where we both were going on a station in Los Angeles. As a matter of fact, the call letter is the same as the station you're on in L.A., Jennifer KRLA, but it didn't belong to the company, and it was doing a different kind of talk. It just actually changed. KABC had been sold where I was, along with Michael Jackson, the whole group of people that are great Hollywood, I'm sorry, great L.A. legends. And so most of us went over to KRLA, and Imus was doing the program I was doing early mornings. Then Imus came on. And he said some nice things about me and other people that were on the station. That's really the only time I ever came into contact with him one way or another. But he certainly has been legendary. He has done a great deal for radio, the radio business. Same sort of thing, in a way, as Limbaugh did. But Imus just, he grew out of his skin. He grew out of his comfort zone. He grew out of the reality of what radio was like when he started and what he was hired to do. In fact, it has passed him by. And so he retired. He doesn't want to, but he didn't have a contract and nobody else wants to hire him, so he's done. But he certainly has done a lot. A lot of people have enjoyed some of the things he's done on the radio over these 50 years. And so I certainly, as one who is a fan of all of the stars of radio, wish him well in his retirement on that beautiful ranch that he has down in Texas. Also, in the conversational mood, a mode here, another one of my favorites, another fellow who has established himself as a true star in radio, Sean Hannity. The way the news media, I'm mentioning this only because it so annoys me, Jennifer, to see this sort of stuff, especially when you find out that there's really nothing to it. But just because Sean has a strong political belief and is in the Trump camp, there are lots of people who make him a target. So there's one of those, what do you call it, Kara? It's called clickbait. So I'm going around doing my preparation for our conversation, finding things that are hopefully entertaining and informative and things that we can sort of sink our teeth into. And I see this thing from the Hollywood Reporter about Sean Hannity. Well, the premise here is that the headline reads, "Dark Secrets Behind Fox Hosts' Relationship with Their Spouses." Okay? So they take an
click
incident.
Away, Dougie.
Huh?
You clicked away.
Well, I did click away. And I went to but I stopped on the Sean Hannity thing because it so annoyed me to see this and what goes on and what people think is the truth. They can't even, they start with a headline like that, and then they talk about Sean Hannity, who's been married since 1993, has two children, lives on Long Island. However, Hannity's life is not picture perfect. Last year, he was slammed with sexual harassment rumors, when one woman claimed he invited her back to his hotel room. However, Hannity was quick to deny the rumors. The woman rescinded her accusation, and nothing happened, and that was basically, but the fact that there was one woman who claimed that Sean invited her back to his hotel room.
He fought it, too. Good for him.
He did, because there was nothing to the accusation, but yet the news, people remember headlines. They don't remember oftentimes I don't even read the story. So my urging to you, this is not about Sean necessarily. It is about some of the stupid news media and their propensity to exaggerate, take things, make stories up just to make themselves. They must like it. They feel good when they...
Well, they want a salacious headline because it gets people to click.
Yeah, right. I won't lie. Of course, the news media exaggerates some things, but I think that you are also falling very much into the, you're doing exactly what these random websites want you to do, which is click on. I mean, all they care about is getting clicks, and none of the
but
stories
I'm making
are
a
real.
Point
but
about
Doug's
the
an
story.
Educated guy, and he still fell victim to click to see what the big story was.
Right.
And so imagine a lot of people who don't even realize they're doing clickbait, and they just go, oh, wow, look at that. And that's their perception then from then on.
Right, exactly. That'd be a perception. Is reality for a lot of people, Jennifer, and that's sort of the point that I was making, 16 past the hour, food for thought here on the DJV show. Here's something else to think about as we focus on many of our listeners. I've made this a sub-theme of the program this week, this month. Well, actually, I've known this for a while. Some of the listeners to our program are people that run their own small businesses. There are tens of millions of you around the country, and thank you for finding this program. We do support small businesses because we are a small business. This is the smallest, it really is, the smallest radio business in existence today. And it's been in business for 30 years and will continue until they yank the, what is it you said, Kara, yank the microphone out of my cold, dead hand. So
I don't know if I said that, but probably someone has.
Quite there. Somebody has said that. Anyway, what I'm trying to get across here is that as you grow, your small business stays healthy. You need good people. And the way to find good people, the different way to find good people is to use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter.com. With ZipRecruiter, you post the job to all of these leading job boards all over the country. One click only, that does it. And then your need is exposed to the right candidates. And then ZipRecruiter puts the smart matching technology they have to work, notifying the candidates that are good about your job, what you want, and how you pay, and where you are, and all that good stuff. That's why ZipRecruiter is so different and so good and so beneficial, and why you ought to be using it to find your new hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on the right candidates finding you. It'll find them, and then you'll know about it within 24 hours. Quality candidates through this site. The best site around, the smartest way to hire, ZipRecruiter. I think I've made my case. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more piece of the pie here. When you use ZipRecruiter.com and the code DJV, you'll get to post jobs on ZipRecruiter free the first time. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
My neighbors always ask me, hey Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?
Pete makes it simple with a Scott's Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get the yard you want all year long, guaranteed. All it takes is four easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing nutrition and weed control to keep your lawn lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a Scott's Turf Builder program today.
Of the Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty is here. With new beauty steals every day, it's beauty's biggest event, which means it's also beauty's biggest makeup bag makeover event. And beauty's biggest, is that price real, event? And beauty's biggest, well, you get the point. At Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty, every day is a new chance to get up to 50% off our most loved brands, like It Cosmetics, Tarte, and more. But the event ends April 7th, so hurry in to binge on beauty only at Ulta Beauty.
It's 3 p.m., and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
Water. Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's now 23 after the hour. It's Kara and Doug and Edward Norton in our focus. Edward, this is from that new animated movie, right, Kara?
Yeah, Isle of Dogs. Edward Norton is in that with Brian Cranston and some other big stars, yeah.
Yeah. Crank it up just a second. I want to listen to this for a minute. Who's singing this? Do we know?
I don't actually know, but I feel like it very much goes with the Wes Anderson vibe of being very chill and kind of
hipstery.
But it's relaxing. I like it.
Yeah. So Edward Norton is in the news because a couple of tenants have filed a multi-million-dollar lawsuit against his production company after a fire broke out in their Harlem apartment building a few days ago. A firefighter was killed. The suit claims the tenants weren't given a warning by the company when the fire broke out inside the building where Norton was filming the movie Motherless Brooklyn. The two siblings are now claiming to have lost all their possessions. Said the fire started in the basement where the production company maintained highly flammable equipment. They also named the building owner. They're looking for $7 million. A fellow who served on the fire department for 15 years was killed in fighting this blaze. There was a big funeral for him yesterday. I think Norton attended the funeral, wrote on social media, quote, "I've never witnessed firsthand that kind of bravery. I'm in awe of that kind of selfless courage. It's devastating to contemplate that one of the men we watched charging in there lost his life. Please send a prayer of thanks for the spirit and courage of Michael Davidson. Our team is committed to honoring him and assisting his family." He also tweeted a link for a scholarship fund that the fire department set up for his four young children and his widow. GoFundMe page has raised $181,000 so far for this, and people's first question will be, how much did you give? How much did Edward Norton give? And I don't know that that's anybody's business, but it's an interesting question anyway, under the circumstances. All right, so that's that. Now it's time for our weekly session here at 25 past the hour called Throwback Thursday, in which we listen to the top five songs, or at least pieces of the top five songs from this week in music history. We go back to this week in 1977 for the top five, starting at number five with Bob Seger and Night Moves. What a fabulous pop hit this was. Crank this up here. Man. This sort of flew in the face of the trend of disco music that was big. But he was a big star in the 70s and the 80s and made a lot of pop hits, and this was one of the good ones. So number five, Night Moves from Seeger. Number four, speaking of disco, here's Thelma Houston, Don't Leave Me This Way. Oh, I love this. This must be a great song. Crank it up.
I surely miss your tender tears.
Can't sit still, Carol, for this stuff. Don't leave me this way.
Oh, baby! Wow.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Calm down. Number three. This week went to the Scandinavian success story, ABBA, Dancing Queen. Number three this week. It's another good pop hit. They were a great group. I love their music. 1977, this week in 77. Dancing Queen. The second movie, Mamma Mia, is coming out, I think, in a couple of weeks, as a matter of fact, featuring a lot of music that was big from ABBA. That's a great story, great stars, a fabulous. I'm looking forward to that movie, frankly. Number two, this week in 77, belonged to Barbara Streisand. Song is called Evergreen. It was the love song from Star is Born. So, typical Barbara Streisand fare, I think. I'm not going to sing this, though, Carol.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. All right. I might sing along with the number one song from this week in 77. Daryl Hall and John Oates was number one for 2 weeks. Rich Girl. Rich girls are bitches. I guess that was basically the theme here. I don't know. No comment. It's 28 past the hour. Those are the top five songs from this week in 1977.
In today's automotive news, at a press conference at their world headquarters in Detroit, Ford announced new vehicles that are coming to dealers near you. Expect a brand new Ford Escape and a new Ford Explorer, which is currently the best-selling SUV in America. Ford are also adding off-road SUVs to their lineup, which includes the return of the Bronco and some new nameplates. This is just part of a whole new strategy from Ford, who reported that the Raptor alone outsold the entire Porsche line of cars. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
An easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? Geico gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the Geico office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge, welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it.
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people.
Are you breaking up with me on a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun. Maybe we should stay together.
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time.
Geico. 15 minutes.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
The final final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Four after the hour here on Thursday, March the 29th. I'm Doug Steffen. Kara and I are here to, at least in part in this half hour, to celebrate the first day of baseball season 2018. 30 games, I think, or 30 teams that are opening up today. First time all teams have played on the first day of the season. And I think this is the earliest the season is open that I can remember. But it's great because it does put our head into a place that's really very positive when you listen to some of the music that will be played by stations today. Here's, listen, crank this up a little bit.
When you swing, swing, swing for the fence, Lord.
That was like a baseball game. You know, you don't get the first. It's better, basically paraphrasing, to get a home run. That's how baseball is like romance. That's pretty good. I have done this off and on, Kara, the beginning day of the baseball season, pretty much every year I've been on the air, and that's quite a long time, taking bits and pieces of some of these songs that are fun, and then putting it together with memories from James Earl Jones doing Casey at the bat. I've actually broadcast the whole thing, which I think is 11 or 12 minutes. I'm not going to do that here. But for those of you who grew up around baseball and remember Casey at the bat, here is the best rendition of that story, the best audio rendition, a piece of it anyway, that I've ever heard. James Earl Jones, Casey at the bat.
The outlook wasn't brilliant for the Mudville Nine that day. The score stood 4-2 with but one inning more to play. And when Cooney died at first and Barrels did the same, a sickly silence fell upon the patrons of the game. A straggling few got up to go in deep despair. The rest clung to that hope that springs eternal in the human breast. They thought if only Casey could get a whack at that, we'd put up even money now with Casey at the bat. But Flynn preceded Casey, as did also Jimmy Blake. And the former was a Lulu, and the latter was a cake. So upon that stricken multitude, grim melancholy sat. For there seemed but little chance of Casey's getting to the bat.
Wow.
He's fabulous, isn't he? Have you ever heard that before?
I actually haven't. Where did that... You said that's your favorite rendition. Where did that start?
Casey at the Bat is a story that was written eons ago, and it just sort of became... I guess if I were to think about it a little bit, it seems to me, and I'm going to find out because I don't remember, that it appeared kind of like, yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. Somebody wrote a poem that got a lot of attention early on. It actually was written in 1988 by Ernest Thayer. It was first published in San Francisco in June of 1988. And then there were vaudeville performances of it. There were actual plays based on this poem. But it's the story of a celebrated baseball player who strikes out during a very crucial moment in the game. And James Earl Jones brings so much to it. That you, the anticipation builds just like any good story, whether you're reading it, you're watching a movie, or you listen to it. And this was done in a way, especially if you've read the poem or have a favorite player who disappointed you at some point in his or her career when it comes to sports, then he brings the rendition that James Earl Jones brings it to a crescendo using his voice. It just really... it's a fabulous story. It was published first in a major newspaper again, just like kind of, yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. So that's one thing that I like to not only listen to, but have you exposed to. And if you, obviously I can't play the whole thing here, but if you go to Casey at the Bat, just to Google it, you'll find the story and you'll find all kinds of different audio that, but the James Earl Jones routine is the best one, I think, anyway. And it sort of feels fresh each year as we begin the season when this thing plays. This is the story. He was a rookie pitcher, apparently, if I remember correctly. And if you're younger, you may not catch every word because it's written in the style it was set in 1888, not for today. Upon that stricken multitude, grim melancholy sat. Well, who talks like that?
I don't know. No. Maybe we should.
Yeah, maybe. You're right. All right, so one of the other classic routines that's great for the first day of baseball is the old Abbott and Costello routine, Who's on First? This is probably the greatest baseball comedy routine ever, bar none. It is so silly. And these guys, for those of you, Kara, I have to make sure that you know, because you represent a large segment of the audience, and I don't want to assume anything. Do you know who Abbott and Costello are or were?
Well, I know because we did something similar to it last year, and year was really the first time I ever watched any of the whole sketch. I mean, I guess there's a couple of different ones, and they're normally pretty long, but yeah, I had never heard of them before that, so I feel like, sorry, I think my generation has missed the Abbott and Costello boat.
I think this goes back to the 1930s, and they were guests on the Kate Smith radio show. You were hearing earlier, I was talking about the television, we all were talking about what we watched when we came home from school, and Kate Smith her show, a song that was her legendary signature song, When the Moon Comes Over the Mountain. Well, that started in 1938, and these guys were guests on her show, and that's how they first became, they were in movies and all sorts of stuff, but they got first well-known on Kate Smith's radio program. They were radio guys. This is how the radio today doesn't lend itself to the same sort of thing that it used to lend itself to. All the big stars, Bob Hope, Bing Crosby, anybody who is a musician, anybody who is an active star, Orson Welles, all these people, I can go through dozens if not hundreds of names of people who became household names after the movie business brought them in. They were first big on radio, then they became movie stars, then they became television stars. These guys were movie stars, Abbott and Costello. They were TV stars, but they started, and what they were first most well known for was this comedy bit called Who's On First?
On the St. Louis team, we have who's on first, what's on second, I don't know's on third.
That's what I want to find out. I want you to tell me the names of the fellas on the St. Louis team.
I'm telling you, who's on first, what's on second, I don't know's on third.
You know the fellas' names?
Yes.
Well, then who's playing first?
Yes.
I mean the fellas' name on first base.
Who?
The fella playing first base for St. Louis.
Who?
The guy on first base.
Who is on first?
And it just goes on,
yeah.
And, on,
goes
and
on
and on and on.
Yeah.
Second base, yeah. Third base.
Yeah. It's funny. Now, did your father ever talk to you about some of these things? Like, does he appreciate your mother, Abbott and Costello, and this sort of thing? What kind of sense of humor does he have?
I mean, they both like comedy, but, you know, I never really watched any. I mean, my dad watched, I guess, a lot of old SNL and, like, yeah. A lot of Chris Rock, and he thinks that, oh, God, what's his name? I can't remember the cat.
From.
Cat, what's his face, who is a really terrible person. He's a short
cat.
Black guy, and I think Cat Williams, and he's got, like, he has very crude humor, and my dad tends to think that is funny. I think that you have a little bit more innocent humor than my dad does.
Yes,
So, no, we never really talked about it, but it's, I don't know, it's kind of fun to learn about this stuff and to hear it.
Fabulously funny. You can go to YouTube and watch it any number of times. But it's another bit that lasts about, I think it's maybe 33, 34 minutes long, if I remember correctly. You get the essence of it, though, from just what Kara played. But there are all kinds of versions of it. But theirs is absolutely the best. They created it. So Abbott and Costello, Who's On First, another tradition for the opening of baseball. Now, what about some of the other music? There are always some of the more modern tunes like Center Field. And the first song I ever remember was Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Oh, but, yeah, that's the classic one.
Yeah, it is the classic. And it's been done 100 times.
Yeah, do you prefer, I only found two versions, so do you like a Carly Simon or a Dr. John?
A Dr. John probably would be better. Thank you.
The ball game.
It's so funny to me. I've gotten more into baseball over the last few years, but I always think that games are about
cracker jacks.
Baseball games are about 3 hours too long.
I don't care if I never come back. Yeah, take me out to the ball game. All right, so let's see. We're knocking out of the park. What else have we got that's good for the first day of the baseball season? I don't mean
to. Catch. This is about the right era for you.
The ball. Excuse me?
When step to the plate. Will you swing?
Boogie,
ball.
Boogie.
The baseball boogie.
Gotta know.
The baseball boogie.
Done. Can you catch? Can you hold a hard one? I mean, baby, do you know the game?
Give everybody a little.
Do you know
I don't think the age makes it. I know a lot of people who are your age who love the music of the big band era, frankly.
Yeah.
Because it's so different. And it moves you in any number of ways. Yeah. You can get good, clean recordings. A lot of the stuff that's been left over doesn't really have good, clean recordings of stuff that's been digitized.
Yeah.
All right. Hit that ball, enjoy it, watch it, listen to it. I think, and I said this, I think, a couple of weeks ago when we were first getting into spring training, listening to the baseball games. I was listening in Los Angeles. Nothing is as good as Vin Scully was, but listening driving around in L.A. I think it was the first weekend of games, as a matter of fact. I sat in the car and listened to a couple, and I don't even know the teams. I don't know much about the teams that play in Southern California, but I just like the way it sounds on the radio. I think it's very unique, lends itself much better to baseball, I'm sorry, to radio than any other.
Yeah, it's a lot more relaxing. All the other sports are a little bit too fast-paced.
Right.
You can't do them over radio, but baseball's kind of fun.
Yeah. So happy first day of the season from all of us here on the DJB Show, 46 after the hour. Here's something that will help you out. Those of you, and there are many of you, listening to the program right now that write checks every month for your timeshare. You could be making a car payment with a timeshare that you don't use when you want to use it. You're in for a couple of weeks at a certain time of the year, and that's it. And maybe you've gone tired of going there, and maybe you felt like in the beginning that you were hoodwinked into signing up for the deal anyway. Whatever it is, may I suggest that you contact Resort Release. When you're ready to leave the timeshare nightmare that you have, then these are the people you ought to call. Resort Release, 888-277-7245. Timeshares and time release. You can change. There are ways you can change and swap and do all that sort of thing. But if you want to legally terminate your timeshare, contact the folks at Resort Release. They will give you 100% guarantee that you legally and permanently will get out of the contract. So you don't have to pay them anything if you don't get out. They have a great rating with the Better Business Bureau all around the country. So take my advice and call 888-277-7245. If you're all done, you don't want to pay a dime, period. End of the road for the timeshare at Resort Release. Get relief. Get out. 888-277-7245.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Long QT syndrome is a heart rhythm disorder that can cause fast, out-of-control heartbeats, triggering fainting spells, seizures, and even death. Cardiologist and long QT specialist Dr. Michael Ackerman says, we're learning that the condition is more common than initially thought.
About 1 in 2,000 individuals, we really don't know its true frequency, but it's probably the most common genetic heart rhythm disorder that we have.
Right now, there's no intentional screening protocol. That's why raising awareness about the condition is so important.
The long QT warning faint is it came out of nowhere with no forewarning, and bam, I collapsed in the middle of exertion or after a sudden startle or an alarm sounded. And that kind of instantaneous faint is an indicator.
The good news, according to Dr. Ackerman, is that once discovered, treatment is very effective. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Luminesce takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Luminesce twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Luminesce for a healthier, much younger, better looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
This is like all the other Spielberg movies. I'm guessing this is John Williams doing the theme for Ready Player One. Is that right, Chuck?
Actually, it is not. He did not use John Williams. No, he used Alan Silvestri, who did the score to the Back to the Future movies. And it is a terrific, and I mean it's a terrific score. And that score really did, when I watched this movie, made me feel like I was sitting in a movie theater back in the 1980s, which I liked immensely.
So you saw this movie that's out this weekend, a Spielberg movie called Ready Player One. I will tell you, as an avid moviegoer, seeing the trailer for this movie a number of times, I haven't the slightest idea what it's about. It's been promoted very badly. It's all about Spielberg, not about the movie. And you and I were talking before we went on the air about whether I desire to see it or not. You think I should go see it. You saw it already. What did you think?
I liked it a lot. You know, I'm like you. I sort of, it's based on a very popular novel. I did not read it. I didn't really know exactly what I would be watching. I totally agree with it that the marketing campaign had a lot of issues. That's why this film is not tracking very well. But I do believe word of mouth is going to be very solid. Half the movie takes place in a virtual reality universe, half of it in a real world universe. The two mesh. It has two unknown actors in the lead, one guy named Ty Sheridan, another actress named Olivia Cook, who was in the movie Thoroughbreds, Doug, which you saw last week. I thought she was tremendously appealing in this film. I like this movie. This is not totally classic Spielberg of the 1980s, but there's enough classic Spielberg in this movie to satisfy people who grew up in the 1980s. It's wall-to-wall homage of 80s, and there's one sequence in this film. It's about, I'm not going to give it away, it's about 15 minutes long, that pays homage to a classic 80s horror film that I thought was one of the best sequences I've seen in a movie in the last 25 years. It is that good. I thought it was also thought-provoking. It's visually stunning. If you like Spielberg, I think this is a must-see. And I do believe word of mouth is going to be really good on this film. And despite the fact it may have a so-so opening weekend of like $40 million, word of mouth is going to hold. And this is going to be, you'll wind up being a good, solid word of mouth hit. I recommend it.
So, under the circumstances, I don't like creepy, crawly creatures. I don't like horror movies. So it sounds like there's going to be a little of both.
But I just want to point one thing out. This is the first Steven Spielberg movie, Doug, that is PG-13 or PG, that drops the F-bomb in it.
Yeah.
And when it's used, it is so funny, and I was laughing literally for like 2-3 minutes. Yeah. And I'm not going to give away where they use it. But
I don't mind that. That is a little bit of a sign
of the times. I don't know if I ever thought I'd live to see the day where a Spielberg movie, not rated R, PG or PG-13, would drop an F-bomb, but this movie does.
All right. Well, maybe I'll think about it.
So I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10. I really did like it. I enjoyed it.
On your advice, I'll go see it. If I don't like it, I'll go down the hall to another movie that I like.
Not a problem.
All right, Chuck has got some more movie news for us. Stay tuned for that.
It's 3 p.m., and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
I'm Ryan Burke. I'm the head cider maker at Angry Orchard, and we're in Brittany, France. I wanted to make Angry Orchard Rosé cider out of my love for rosé wine. We came here and found these red flesh apples. It's a really rare fruit. The apple brings a right, refreshing, natural taste to the cider and a deep, nice pink rosé hue. Our rosé is a little bit less sweet. It's got a really nice balance for any occasion. It's a really refreshing drink.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, welcome to your drink.
All right, so we have a list of the top movie stars in England, according to a tabloid over there, the most popular male movie stars in this poll in a British magazine, stars over the age of 50. Two of the stars of Godfather have taken the top two places. There are 10,000 people that responded to this poll. Jack Nicholson, Paul Newman, and Marlon Brando are right after Robert De Niro and Al Pacino. So De Niro is 1, Pacino is 2, Nicholson 3, Newman 4, Brando 5. This is interesting because they're not, this is for people over the age of 50. Anthony Hopkins 6. Let's see here. Sigourney Weaver is the top rated woman. I'm looking around at the list here. And the coolest of them all, so some say, was Steve McQueen. So what do you think of that
Steve
list?
McQueen. It's a good list, very solid list. Those are all classic movie stars. I love McQueen.
And they say McQueen's best movie was Bullet, which I think I would also agree with. All right, Chucker, good man, 59.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.